Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 5th of July, 2017. We are in the book of Proverbs. We're going to be starting with chapter 7 today. There are only 31 Proverbs. I really don't need to rush through this. There are a lot of comments and notes that I have and references. So we'll take it slow and easy and enjoy these, because there's so much information and teaching. They are not all done by Solomon. There's others that have written a lot of these Proverbs, but mostly by Solomon. So let's start in chapter 7 here, verse 1. My son, keep my words and store up, 6845, my commandments with you. Verse 2. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the pupil of your eye. 380, pupil. They have apple. In the King James, it doesn't mean apple. It's the pupil of the eye. Another change that they made just to suit themselves. Verse 3. Bind them, 7194, upon your fingers, 676. That's a figure of speech. Bind them on your fingers. Write them upon the tablet, 3871, of your heart or mind, 3820. That is not a little, you're not supposed to tie stuff on your fingers. Come on. Verse 4. This is more wisdom literature. Say to wisdom, 2451, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman, 4129. Understanding or discernment, to discern things clearly. Okay, verse 5. That they may keep you from the strange, 2114, woman, from the adulterous, 5237, which flatters, 2505, with her words. Now, 2114, strange, and 5237, both have the use of racially alien. Okay, don't go after strange flesh, foreign flesh, racially alien flesh. Okay. Both of those connotate racially alien women. Verse 6. For at the window of my house, I look through my lattice. 822. They had a lattice over the windows to keep birds from flying in the room. And verse 7. And beheld among the simple-minded ones, 6612. That simple-minded ones, I discerned among the youths, 1121, a young man, 5288, lacking 2638 of cents, or 3820. It's 3820 or mind. He was a mindless. He just was diddy bopping along with the rest of the youths. 8, passing through the street, 7784, near her corner, 6438. Walking, 6805, the way to her house. Verse 9. In the twilight, 5399, in the dusk, 6153, of the day, in the time of twilight, that's all one word in Hebrew, 380, and darkness, 6:53 of night. Verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman attired, 7897, dressed up as a prostitute, 2181, and guarded, 5341 of heart. She watched over her heart. In other words, she wasn't really in love with any of these people. The meaning, 5341 guarded, pardon me, it is unclear here. So, verse 11, does this sound like a lot of what's going on today? She is loud, 1993, and rebellious, 5637. Her feet never stay, 7931, in her house. At one time, 6471, in the street, 2351, one time she's in the street. At another time, 6471 again, in the square, 7339, she's plying her trade, and lying in wait, 693 at every corner. Now, 6471 has to be used twice in a sentence to have these meanings, at one time and at another time. Okay, you have to use it twice in a sentence to have that in the Hebrew. Verse 13, this goes back to talking about the simple-minded youth. So she seized him, 2388, and kissed him, 5401, with an insolent, 5810, face, said to him, verse 14, sacrificial peace offerings are with me this day. I have paid my vows. This is a direct lie. 15. So thus I came forth to meet you. I diligently sought, 7836, your face and found you. She's telling him he's the special one. Stupid boy. Verse 16. I have covered, 6234, my couch, 6210, with coverings, 4765, of embroidered, 2405, fine linen, 330, of Mitzrayim. That's a fine linen of Egyptian cotton. That was the best cotton. Verse 7, I have sprinkled, 5130, my bed, 4904, with myrrh. That's a incense spice. Smells good. 4753, aloes. Wait a minute. Yep, I had to get my breath. Myrrh, aloes, 174, and cinnamon, 7076. And 7076 cinnamon was used as an aphrodisiac.
Okay.
Verse 18. Come, let us drink our fill, that's all one word, 7301, of love, 1730, that's sex, until morning. Let us enjoy ourselves, 5965, with a loved one, 159, as a lover. All right, verse 19. Because the husband, 376, they use that as husband, is not at home. The man's not at home. He has gone on a distant, 7350, journey, 1870. So her husband's gone and she's got her need and she wants to play around a little bit. Verse 20, he has taken a purse, 6872, of money with him, and will come home on the day of the full moon, 3677. So she's telling him all of this. Oh, we got time. Verse 21, with her abundant, 7230, persuasive speech, 3948, she caused him to turn aside, 5186, with the flattering, 2506, of her lips, she compelled him, 5080. This is pretty descriptive. Verse 22, he goes after her suddenly, 6597, like without thought, like an ox, 7794, goes to the slaughter, 2874, or a fool to the discipline, 4148, of the fetters, 5914. Those are leg and hand chains. Verse 23, until an arrow, 2671, pierces through, 6398, his liver, 3516, as a bird, 6833, hastens, 4116, to the snare, 6341, that's a baited bird trap, not knowing it is for his life. Oh, he's just following her. She just smiles. And, oh, she's so beautiful. And I just, oh, I want her bad. So he's going to his own destruction. Verse 24. Listen to me now, O you children, and pay attention, 7181, to the words of my mouth. Verse 25, do not let your heart turn aside, 7847, to her ways. Do not go astray, 8582, in her paths, 5410. Verse 26, because she has cast down or made to fall, 5307, many mortally wounded, 2491. Yea, many strong, 6099, and men is implied, have been slain, 2026, by her. That's spiritual death, causing them to sin with an adulteress. Verse 27, her house is on the way to Sheol. 7585. That's the land of the dead. Going down to the chambers, 2315, of death, 41:94. And there you go. That's Proverbs chapter 7. This is warning about sexual immorality with one of these harlots, that her husband goes out of town and she's fooling around with all the young men and enticing them, and the old man comes home. Oh, she's the proper wife then. He doesn't know until he finds out, and then he goes around and shoots all these guys with arrows. That's where the arrows come in. The jealous husband routine. And they were violent people, much more violent than we are now. Back then, they, if you wronged somebody and you fooled around with their wife, they could kill you and nobody would do it. They wouldn't be arrested. They could just kill you. And a lot of times they did. Now, wouldn't that stop a lot of this stuff today if the husband comes home and finds out his wife has been cheating? Sometimes it happens. It goes on. We'll have some guy take vengeance on an unfaithful wife. You hear about it. But then the guy gets arrested and goes to prison forever. Well, in those days, that didn't happen. If your wife was cheating, you could kill her. And the guy that she was cheating with. So, infidelity was seldom found because the penalty was so harsh from the husband. It's the old story of a little man with a big shotgun. Honey, you done me wrong. Boom. Now I'm going to go find Billy Bob and I'm going to do him in. Well. Oh, my. How times have changed. Not necessarily for the better. You have a lot of immorality, a lot of adulteresses, open prostitution, legalized. The husband goes out of town on a business trip with his secretary, and he's fooling around with the secretary, and the wife is fooling around with the, another guy while he's gone. Whew! That's not marriage. That, I don't know what it is. It's, but it's that open marriage business. That's not biblical marriage. We've got a lot of stuff going on in this world today. So let's move on to chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs. This is another wisdom. This is the wisdom literature that they talk about. Verse 1. And verses 1 through 3, you can reference Proverbs 1, chapters 20 and 21. They do a lot of repeats in here. Pardon me, let me get a breath here. Okay. Verse 1. Does not wisdom call, and understanding put forth her voice? Verse 2. She stands, 5:3-4, at the top of high places, 4:7-9:1. By the way of the houses of the highways, 54:10. She cries out, 7:4-4:2, at the gates, 81:79, at the entrance, 63:10. That's literally mouth, but they use it as entrance of the city, 7176. At the entrance, 3996 of the portals, 6607. Those are openings. Verse 4. To you, O men, I call, and my cry, 6963, that's literally the sound of my voice or the voice, is to the sons of Adam, 121. Sons of the Adam. That's a capital A Adam. She's not speaking to anybody but pure-blooded Israelites. Adamic seed line. Verse 5. O you simple-minded, understand prudence, 6195. And you fools, 3684. Be of a discerning mind. Now, understand and discerning are both 995. Okay? 995. Two uses for it. Verse 6. Hear, because I will speak of noble things. 5057. And the opening, 4669, of my lips speak of justice. 4339. Because my mouth shall speak truth, 571. And wickedness, 7562, shall be an abomination, 8441, to my lips. Verse 8, all the words of my mouth is in righteousness. 6664. Nothing devious, 6617, or perverse, 6141, in them. Verse 9. They are all straightforward, 5228, to one that understands, and upright, 3477, to those that attain, 4672, knowledge, 1847. And attain, 4672, is to seek and find. So they attain knowledge. Verse 10. Receive my instruction. Not silver and knowledge, rather than choice gold. Verse 11. You can reference Proverbs 3:15. It's a repeat. And verses 11 through 21, you can reference Sirach in your Apocrypha 24, verses 1 through 22. Verse 11, because wisdom is better than rubies, 6443, and all things of desire are not equal to it. Here's another whole section on wisdom. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, 6195, and attain knowledge of discretion, 4209. Here's an important verse, verse 13. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. Pride, 1344, and arrogance, 1347, and the evil way of life, 1870. And the perverse, 8419, mouth, do I hate. Verse 14. Good advice, 6098, and sound wisdom, 8454, are mine. I am, 589, understanding, 998. I have strength, 1369. Verse 15. Through me, this is wisdom speaking, okay? This is poetic. Through me, kings reign, and rulers, 7336, decree, 2710, justice, 6664. That's righteousness. Verse 16. Through me, princes, 8269, I can be princes, or chief men, rule, 8323, and nobles, 5081, all the judges of the land. Verse 17, I love those that love me, and those that diligently seek, 7836, shall find me. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. Verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue, 8393, that's what it brings to you, than choice silver. All this wisdom is better than gold and silver. Verse 20, I walk in the path of righteousness, in the midst of the paths, 5410, of justice. Okay? Verse 21, to cause those that love me to inherit, 5157, what shall be, 3426. And I will fill, 4390s, to make full their treasuries, 214. Now this is wisdom going on here. It's all about wisdom here. Yahweh created me in the beginning of his way. He created wisdom, okay? Verse 22, you can reference Sirach, chapter 1, verses 4 and 9, and Revelations 3, verse 14. Yahweh created me in the beginning of his way, before his works of that time. 227. Verse 23. I was poured out, 5258, from everlasting, 5769. From the beginning, 7218, that's literally the head. From before the land. Verse 24. When there were no depths, 8415, I was formed, 2342. When there were no fountains, 4599, heavy with water. Verse 25. Before the mountains were settled, 2883, literally sunk. Before the hills, 1389, I was born, 2342. This is wisdom. Verse 26, pre-existed the land here, the planet. He had not yet made the land, nor the fields, 2351. That's literally separated by a wall as a field, nor the top of the dust of the world, 8398. That's actually the world, that's Tebel. Verse 27, when he prepared the, let me read this first. verses 27 through 31, you can reference the Wisdom of Solomon 9, verse 9, and Sirach chapter 24, verses 3 through 6. This is wisdom continuing on how it predates the earth. 27. When he prepared the skies, I was there. When he inscribed, 27:10, a horizon, 2329, upon the face of the deep, 8415. Wow. Prepared 3559 the skies. Prepared is as created. Horizon 2329 is as a boundary. So, verse 28, when he made strong, 553, the clouds, 7834, above, when he strengthened, 5810, the fountains, 5869, of the deep. Now, fountains is literally an eye, the eyes of the deep, a fountain. They use it both ways. It has a dual usage. Verse 29, when he appointed to the sea his decree, 2706, that's a law of the law of the waters, that the water should not go beyond, 5674, that's to pass over, his measurements, 6310, that's as an opening for the water. When he decreed, 2710, the foundations, 4146, for the land. Verse 30. Then I was beside him, 681, as a craftsman, 525, and I was daily his delight, 8191. In other words, Yahweh delights in wisdom. Rejoicing, 7832, all the time, 6256, in his presence. Verse 31. Rejoicing in the inhabited part, 8398, of his land, and delighted with the children of Adam, 121, capital A, Adam, the formal name. Verse 32, you can reference Sirach, chapter 14, verses 20 through 27 in your Apocrypha. Now therefore listen to me, O you children, because blessed are those that keep my ways, the ways of wisdom. Verse 33, hear instruction and be wise, 2449, and do not ignore it, 6554. Verse 34, blessed is the Adam, 120, that's those of the race of Adam, that hears me, watching, 8245, daily at my gates, 1817, waiting, 8104, at the posts, 4201, of my doors, 6607, waiting at the daily at the gates and the posts of the doors of wisdom. Okay, verse 35, because whoever finds me finds life, and shall obtain, 6329, favor, 7522, from Yahweh. Verse 36. But he that misses me, 2398, wrongs 2554 himself. All that hate me love death. All of chapter 8, this whole proverb is about wisdom, its attributes and its benefits. Well, here we are at chapter 9. This is another wisdom proverb. Let's get started with this. Let me get a little drink of water. I'm drying out a little bit here. Ice water with lemon. Lovely. Verse 1 of Proverb 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out, 2672, her seven pillars. Seven pillars of wisdom. 5982. Verse 2, she has slaughtered, 2873, her slaughterings, 2874. This is figuratively speaking, those are ritualistic slaughterings for sacrifice. Okay. She has mixed her wine, 4537, mixed, and wine, 3196. They mixed wine with spices for a feast. She has also prepared her table, 7979. Verse 3. She has sent forth her maidservants. She calls from upon the highest places. Okay, now this is 1610 and 4791 in combination. Both those words mean high places. Therefore, when placed together, side by side, they are an emphatic, the highest places. She called from upon the high places, literally. But when they put two synonyms together like that, it becomes an emphatic usage, the highest places of the city. Verse 4. Whoever is simple-minded, 6612. Now that means naive, okay? Let him turn in, 5493. Here, to those that lack, 2638, sense, 3820, that or mind. She says to them, come. Eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake simple-mindedness and live. And follow in the path of understanding. Follow is 833. It's a figurative use of the word go. Go in the path of understanding while following the path of understanding. So that's her speech there. Verse 7. Here's some pretty wise sayings here. Verse 7, he that reproves, 3256, a scorner, 3887, takes on, 3947, now that's as receives, shame, 7036. And he that rebukes, 3198, the wicked, a blemish, 3971, and 3971 is as an injury. In other words, if you say, hey, you shouldn't really be doing that, and they smack you with a club. Verse 8, Do not reprove a scorner, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Verse 9. Give to a wise man, and he will be even wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase, 3254, in learning, 3948. Now here's verse 10. You can reference Job 28:28, Psalms 111, verse 10, and Proverbs 1:7. This is a repeat again. The fear or holding in awe of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy, 6918, is understanding. There's wisdom speaking again. Verse 11, for by me your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life increased. Verse 12, if you are wise, you are wise for yourself, but if you are a scorner, you alone shall bear it, 5375, as bear the consequences of it. Verse 13, a foolish, 3687, woman is loud, 1993. She is naive, 6615, and knows, 3045, not 1077. What? 4100. Knows nothing. Listen to all these libtards scream and holler on the Jews media about nothing, just making lots of noise, and that describes them. Verse 14. She sits at the door of her house on a seat, 3678, as a place of honor. Okay. She sits at the door of her house on a seat in the high places, 4971 of the city. Verse 15, like she's somebody important, calling out to passers-by, going straight on their way. In other words, people minding their own business. Verse 16, whoever is simple-minded, turn in here, and he that lacks sense, she says to him, sense as will, okay, stolen waters, stolen, 1589, waters are sweet, 4985, and bread, 3899, eaten in secret, 5643, is pleasant. Verse 18, but he does not know that the dead ones, 7496, are there. Her invited guests, 7121, as called, are in the depths, 6011, of Sheol, 7585. Now that's the dead ones, 7496, are spiritually dead ones. And the called guests are in the depths of the land of the dead. That's who will associate with this foolish woman. And if you look today at all these liberal libtard protesters and the idiots that are flooding our streets, I tell you, it's amazing just how stupid some people can be. Well, I've got about 14 minutes here, and I've got a 32-verse proverb. I'm going to try to get her done. Chapter 10, Book of Proverbs. This is good. It also has to do with wisdom. In part, not totally. Verse 1, a wise son makes glad a father, but a foolish son is grief, 8:4-2:4, to his mother. Verse 2, treasures, 2:1-4, of wickedness, 7:5-6:2, profit, 3:2-7:6, nothing, that's ill-gotten gain, but righteousness delivers from death. Verse 3, Yahweh will not let the righteous person go hungry, 7:4-5:6, but he refuses, 19:20, the desires, 19:42, of the wicked. Verse 4, he that deals with a negligent, 7:4-2:3, hand becomes poor, 7:2-3:6, but the hand of the diligent, 2:7-4:2, makes rich, 6:2-3:8, taking care of business. Verse 5, he that gathers crops, 1:03, in summer is a prudent son, 7:9:1:9. He that sleeps, 72:90, during harvest, 71:05, is a son that brings shame. Verse 6, blessings, 1:2:9:3, are upon the head of the righteous, but violence, 2:5:5:5, covers the mouth of the wicked. Ooh. Verse 7, the memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot, 7:5:3:7. Verse 8, the wise in heart shall obey, 3:9:4:7, commandments, 4:6:8:7. But the speech, 81:93, that's the tongue, of a fool, 1:91, brings ruin, 3:8:3:2. Verse 9, he that walks uprightly, 8:5:3:7, walks in safety, 9:83. But he whose ways are twisted, 61:40, shall be found out. Verse 10, he who winks, 71:69, the eye causes sorrow, just winks at evil. But the speech of a fool brings ruin. Verse 11, the mouth of a righteous man is a fountain, 4:7-2:6, of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Let me clear my pipes here a second. Verse 12, and you can reference James chapter 5, verse 20, and 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Hate, 81:35, stirs up, 5:7-8:2, strife, 4:0-9:0, but love, 1:60, covers over all sins, 6:5-8:8. If you hate somebody, it stirs up strife, but if you love somebody, if they make a mistake, you forgive them. We are to forgive our brother Israelites. Verse 13, wisdom is found on the lips of the understanding. Then there's those people that understand the way of Yahweh. But a rod, 7:6:2:6, that's a weapon for the, you get beaten with a rod, is for the back, 14:60, of he that lacks sense. 14. Wise men store up, 6:8:4:5, knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near, 71:38, to ruin, 4:2:8:8, or destruction. Verse 15, the wealth, 19:52, of the rich man, 6:2:2:3, is his strong, 5:7:9:7, city, 7:1:5:1, that's like a fortress. The ruin of the poor, 1800, is poverty, 7:3:8:9. Verse 16, the wages, 6:4-6:8, of the righteous are life. The harvest, 8:3-9:3, of the wicked is punishment, 2:4-0:3. How true that is. I did a thing, reap what you show, what you sow. What goes around comes around. Verse 17, he that keeps discipline, 41:48, follows the path of life, but he that forsakes or abandons, 5800, reproof, 8:4-3:3, that's correction, goes astray, 8:5-8:2. Listen to this. Verse 18. He that hides or covers hatred, 81:35, with lying, 8:2-6:7, lips, and he that brings forth slander, 16:81, is a fool. Verse 19. And the abundance, 72:30, of words, there ceases, 2:3:08, not, ceases not sin, 6:5:8:8. But he that holds back, 28:20, his speech, 81:93, is wise. 7:9:19. And speech is 81:93. That's literally lips. So if you control your lips, they use lips as speech, as a figurative. Control your speech and hold your tongue, you're wise. Verse 20, the tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The mind of the wicked has little worth. That's 4:5:9:2. Verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed, 7:4:6:2, many, but fools die for lack of sense. And when they say feed, it means feed them wisdom. Verse 22, the blessings of Yahweh makes rich, and adds, 3:2:5:4, no toil, 6:0:8:9, with it. And that can also mean toil, 6:0:8:9 can also mean pain. Verse 23, to do wickedness, 21:54, is as sport, 7:8:1:4, to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. And the fool just does wicked things just because he thinks it's amusing. Verse 24, the terror, 4:0:3:4, of the wicked shall come upon him. Whatever he's afraid of, it's going to get him. But the righteous shall be given their desires, 8:3:7:8. Verse 25, as the whirlwind, 5:4:9:2, passes through, so the wicked are no more, but the righteous endure, 3:2:4:7, forever. The wicked will come and go. How many of them are dying today? What's coming in the day of wrath? They will pass away. There will be no more. Verse 26. As vinegar, 2:5:5:8, to the teeth, 81:27, and as smoke, 6:2:2:7, to the eyes, so is the lazy one, 61:02, to those that send him. In other words, they send a lazy guy to do a job. He's going to be grating of teeth and smoke to your eyes. It's an irritant. Verse 27. The fear of Yahweh, or the holding in awe of Yahweh, prolongs, 3:2:5:4, days. That's life, okay? But the years of the wicked shall be shortened, 7:1:1:4. Verse 28, the hope, 84:31, of the righteous is gladness, 8:0:5:7. But the expectation, 8:6:15, of the wicked shall perish. And that's number 6. Verse 29. The way of Yahweh is a stronghold, 4:5:8:1. For the upright, 8:5:3:7. But destruction, 4:2:8:8. For doers, 6:4:6:6. Of iniquity, that's literal sin, 2:05. The way of Yahweh will destroy the sinful. Verse 30. The righteous shall not ever be removed, 4:1:3:1. But the wicked shall not dwell in, 7:9:3:1, the land. Well, that's coming. The righteous in Yahweh will rule. We will inherit all this land, all the countries, and Yahweh's going to destroy the wicked. That's coming. It's coming. You're getting closer and closer. Verse 31. The mouth of the just brings forth wisdom, but the perverse, 84:19, tongue shall be cut out, 3:7:7:2, literally. Just, phew, boy. Verse 32. The lips of the righteous know acceptance, 7:5:2:2. That's lips as speech, okay? But the mouth of the wicked knows perversity, 8:4:1:9. And that's all I have time for today. We've got less than 4 minutes here for this show. And I will be back on Friday, beginning with chapter 11 of Proverbs. I'll put my red line right there. I'm really enjoying these. I like Proverbs almost as much as I like Psalms. Both are edifying. Proverbs is different, but it also has a lot of teachings. There are a lot more Psalms, but these are some pretty heavy-duty sayings here. A lot from them. And the Bible is a teaching book. That's what people tend to forget. It's not just all history. It's a book to teach you what happened so you don't repeat the past mistakes. Well, we have a problem with people that don't listen and they don't learn by past mistakes. They keep on in the same old pattern, expecting a different result. You know, if you hit yourself in the thumb with a hammer, it stands to reason that if you deliberately hit yourself in the thumb with a hammer again, it's going to hurt. And then if you do it again, it's going to hurt even more. So why would you continue to hit yourself in the thumb with a hammer? Well, that beats me, but a lot of Israel continues to hit themselves in the thumb with a hammer and expecting a different result. We've got all these rules for living for our benefit laid out before us. Yahweh didn't issue frivolous rules, especially the food laws. They're there to make us healthy, to keep us from eating harmful things. Not because he doesn't want you to enjoy a nice juicy pork chop. It's because the pig itself is unclean and is harmful to eat. Well, it's time for me to play the Onward Christian Soldiers outro music, and I will talk to you again on a new show on Friday the 7th. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads again.